evening, 25th September, from Nairobi.
Iran Kauntea Shetram iti yavidhiyat Ketakja Besti Tang Prahu Shetragya iti tadvidaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is instructing Arjuna about the knowledge of Kshetra and Kshetragna. Kshetra means the field. Just like here, agricultural land, and there is a cultivator. So this body is called the field, and the soul, which is the proprietor of this body, is the cultivator. What is this guy? So, we have got this body and we have to cultivate. That is called karma or what? That's like while coming to your place, we saw so many cultivating land. Somewhere coffee is being cultivated, somewhere tea, somewhere other corns. So, we have been given this particular type of body for cultivating and getting the required produce according to our desire. That is the gift of God. God is very kind. Jīja thāmāṁ prapaddhanti tāṁ sathuyo bhajāṁ maham. Everyone who wants something from God, God is very kind. He awards. All right, you take this. Actually, just like father and his son, the son insists upon getting something from father. Father says, my dear son, don't take this. This is not good for you. But when he insists upon, father, I want this, then the affectionate father gives him, all right, we take it, try first. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of God. Just like your sons, daughters and children are part and parcel of your body. Similarly, we are all living entities, not only human beings. Human being is one of the 8,400,000 species of form. There are 8,400,000 species of form, and the human body is one of them. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva jyoni shukontriya sambhavanti murtayoja. My dear, kontriya jyon, as many forms are there in all species of life. Ah. Tasar Mahajani Brahma. This material world is their mother. And Aham Bija Padakita, I am the seed-giving father. Exactly in the same way, just we are born, the father gives his seed within the womb of the mother, and mother develops the body. So we living entities, we are coming from God in this material world, and the mother material world, prakriti, jara prakriti, the dull material world, is giving us this body. And there are 8,400,000 species of body. Jalajana Valakhani. In the water, there are 900,000 species of life. Jalajana Valakhani Savara Lakhavishati. And there are 2,000,000 species of life, plants and trees. They are all living entities. Don't think that they have no soul. It is wrong theory that only human being has got soul and not other living entities. No. Everyone has got soul. It is disturbing. So there are 2,000,000 species of forms, plants and trees. Jalajanavalakhani Savaralakhaminshati Krimayo Rudra Sankhaka. Insects from plant life, the development is insect, ants, reptiles. There are 1,100,000 species of life, of insects. Savara Lakhavinshati Krimayo Rudra Sankhaka. Rudra Sankhaka means 1,100,000. And Dasalakhani birds, 10,01,000 species of birds, and 3,000,000 species of beasts, and 400,000 species of human beings. These are the definition of different species of life. And Krishna says that they are all my parts and parcels. Not that only human beings are parts and parcels of God, not the animals. Therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is specially meant for understanding the position of the soul and his relationship with God. Sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. This human form of life that is explained here, idam sariram kaunte akshetram iti abhidhiyate. We are not this body, but we are placed in this body, exactly the same as I already explained, that the father gives the seed within the womb of the mother. Jatha bijam, jatha joni. Bijam means the semina of the father. and Johnny is the mother. So in this way, we are put into this material world, and then we develop different types of body according to our desire. This is the understanding of kshetra and kshetrajna. Kshetrajna means one who understands his body. Just like if you meditate upon your body, you study your finger, whether I am this finger, you come to the conclusion that it is, I am not this finger, it is my finger. Similarly, if you study your hands, legs and all parts of the body, you will come to the conclusion that you are not this body, but the body is belonging to you. It is your body. So, the modern civilization do not know what I am. They are working under the impression that I am body. If I ask you what you are, gentlemen, you'll say, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Sikh, I am Christian, like that. But these are the identification of the body. But I am not this body. Kshetra, kshetrajna. Body is the field of my activities. Different bodies. Just like dog is engaged in one kind of activity and the cat is engaged in one kind of activity, or the human being is engaged in another kind of activity, that these differences of activities are due to the difference of body, kshetra. But when you come to the platform of soul, when you understand that I am not this body, then the activity is different. That activity is called a spiritual activity. The material activity and spiritual activity. So long we are under the concept of bodily life, our activities are material. But as soon as you understand that I do not belong to the body, I am not this body, but I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. The exact Vedic language in this connection is called aham brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. This knowledge is perfect. So long we are under the concept of body, that I am this body, that is ignorance. In the Shastra it is said, Jasyatma buddhi kunape sridhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhomai jadhi jatirtha buddhi salile na karhisi janesu savidnesu saiva gokhara. So long we are in this bodily concept of life, then as long as we are feeling like that, all our activities are our defeat. Parabhava. Parabhava stavat abodhajata. Abodhajata. The animals or the human being, everyone, just like this child, abodhajata, born ignorant. Similarly, human being, if he remains under the bodily concept of life, then he is in ignorance. That is called Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. The Vedic culture says that everyone born is a Shudra. Therefore, he has to be given knowledge. Exactly like we send our children to schools, colleges. What? To get knowledge. Similarly, if we remain satisfied simply with the birth by our father or mother, that is Shudra condition. One has to be raised to the Brahminical condition. Janmana, there is a process. Process is Janmana Jayate Shudra. Everyone is born Shudra by birth. It is not that by birth one becomes Brahmin. Otherwise, the Shastra would not have stated like this, that Janmana Jayate Shudra. By birth, everyone is Shudra. Sanskarad Bhavidhija. But when he takes to the purificatory process, sanctifying process, there are 10 kinds of sanctifying process. Even when the father is going to give birth to the child, he has to undergo a ritualistic ceremony which is called Garbhadhan Sanskar, seed-giving ceremony. That's the basic function, Garbhadhan. But in the Kali Yuga, all these sanskaras are not followed strictly. Otherwise, according to Shastra, if this Garbhadhan Sanskar is not done, Garbhadhan Sanskar is specially recommended for the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, especially the Brahmins. So now, in this age, no sanskara is adopted. Therefore, he remains a Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. Because the purificatory processes are not practiced. Therefore, Janmana Jayate Shudra. And in this age, Kali Yuga, the processes are not observed. Therefore, Shastra says, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. In this age, Kali Yuga, it is, everyone is Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. So this process of Krishna consciousness movement is making everyone a Brahmin. From the Shudra state. This is a purificatory process. Just like you see these European and American boys, they are undergoing purificatory process. Purificatory process means to avoid sinful activities. That is purification. If you don't act sinfully, then you are pure. So the basic principles of sinful life are four. Sriyasana pana dhuta jatra papas chaturvidha. Chaturvidha means four kinds of sinful activities. Sriya means to have illicit sex life. According to Vedic principles, sex life cannot be performed without a married life. That is sanctioned by religion. Therefore, in the human society, there is system of marriage. Not that you keep a woman, you keep a man, like cats and dogs. No human society. Maybe Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Sikh, it doesn't matter. Any civilized form of society has got the system of marriage. Because without marriage, sex life is irreligious. Therefore, this is one of the sinful activities, to have illicit sex life. And suna. Suna means killing of animals. Killing of animals, even in Christian religion, it is forbidden. Thou shalt not kill. Out of the Ten Commandments. The first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. In the Buddha religion, there is also the same thing, ahimsa paramo dharma. So in other religions, Hindu religion, there are sometimes killing of animals in sacrifices, but that is not for eating purpose. The text of Vedic mantra was, verify how the mantras are being chanted. So sometimes animals were put into the fire and the animal would come out again with new life. That was the taste of Vedic mantra. In this age, Kali Yuga, there is no such qualified Brahmin to perform the sacrifices. Therefore, all kinds of animal sacrifices are forbidden. Ashamedam gavalamma. Sanyasang palapaitrika. Devarena sutatpatti. Kalau pancha vivarjaya. So suna means unnecessary animal killing. Unnecessary. Human society should be sober and considered. If I can, I require to eat something. If I got sufficient grains, fruits, meals, flowers, vegetables, why should I kill unnecessarily a poor animal? So this is sinful. Sriyasuna pana. Pana means intoxication. Therefore, those, of course, in this country, it is not very much so, but in India, pana, bitterness and pan eating. The pana means drinking, pana means intoxication. So even drinking tea, chewing pan, is also intoxication. What to speak of drinking wine and other things. Sriyasana pana dhuta. And dhuta means gambling. So, if we want to be purified, then we must give up these four principles of sinful activities. So these boys are being trained up for that purification, and although from their birth they are habituated to all these habits, they have given up. They are no other bad habits, nothing. They don't take even tea and smoke. So this is purificatory process. Janmana jayate shuddha samaskarat bhavet dija. By this purificatory process, one becomes Brahmin. So this path is open for everyone to become Brahmin or to become purified. Brahmin means truthful and purified. Satta, saucha, sama, dama, titiksha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma, karma, svabhavajam. Purusha, truthfulness, purity, Satyam Shaucham, Sama, controlling the mind, Dama, controlling the senses, Sama, Dama, Titiksha, tolerance, Arjava, simplicity, Jnanam, learning, Vijnanam, practical application of learning in life. Asikam, full faith in God. Brahma Karma Sabhavajam. These are the symptoms when one becomes a Brahmin. So, at the present moment, there is necessity of creating some Brahmin. Creating some Brahmin. Because as I have already told, that in this age, almost everyone is a Shudra. Because the purificatory processes are not adopted. Everyone busy only for maintaining this body. Ahara nidra bhayama intanam cha. Ahara nidra bhayama intanam. Eating, sleeping, fearing, and defending. But this is the business of the animals and the Shudras. But the society cannot be peaceful unless there are four principles, four divisions of human beings. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Just like your body is complete when there is head, when there are arms, when there is abdomen and when there are legs. If you keep simply the head and not trunk, hands or legs, that is useless. Similarly, if there are simply Brahmins, then the human society is incomplete. If there are simply Kshatriyas or the arms, that is also incomplete. If there is only abdomen, that is, or the Vaishya, Vaishyas are concerned only filling up the belly. So, that is also incomplete. And if you simply have legs, that is also. The four things must be there to make a complete body. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Under the division of quality and work, these four divisions of human society is there. What is that? There must be some people, some section of the human society must be Brahmin, a very intelligent class of men, having spiritual knowledge. Intelligent class of men means having spiritual knowledge. Non-intelligent class of men means, I am this body. And intelligent class of men means, I am soul. Brahma Bhuta. So there must be a, just like a living body must have the head. Similarly, there must be a class of men, Brahmin, very intelligent class. That intelligent class of men are the Krishnaite or Krishna conscious men. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mahana Prabhadate. After many, many births, one, when he is Jnanavan, very wise, he prapadyate, he surrenders unto me. How? Without any reason he surrenders? No. Vasudeva sarvamiti. He understands that Krishna is the root of everything. He is the origin of everything. Ishara Parama Krishna. There are many Isharas, Isharas means controller. Every one of you may be a controller, and you are some controller, a controller of family also, controller. But there that is controller means Ishara or God. But Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishara form of Krishna. So, Krishna consciousness is wisdom. Bhavanam janvanamanti jnanavam maan prabhadyat. That is actually wisdom. People do not know it. Nate vidu sartha gatim vishnu. They do not know their self-interest. They are thinking, my self-interest is to maintain this body. Such kind of self-interest is there in the society of cats, dogs and hogs. They are also trying to maintain this body, somehow or other. But another thing is, from the Vedic knowledge, you can understand that you don't require to labor very much for maintaining your body. Because from the Vedic instruction we understand that eka bahunam vidadhati kama nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bahunam vidadhati kama. As God is also living entity like you and me, and we are also living entities because we are part and parcel of God, just like you are part and parcel of your father, so you are a person, then your father must be a person. And your father's father must be a person, his father must be a person. In this way, if you go to the original father, he must be a person. He cannot be imperson. So, when we understand the Supreme Person from whom we are all emanations, as in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, the first question is Brahma Jigyasa. What is Brahma? Or the Absolute Truth? The answer is Janmadasajataha, where from everything is born. God, or the Absolute Truth, Absolute Personality and Godhead, is the Father. From Him everything is emanating. Everything is God. The material nature is God from the Supreme Father. We, the spirit souls, we are also one of the spiritual nature of the Supreme Personality of God. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi, rapa, anala, vayu, khang, buddhi, mana, evacha. Prakriti me bhinna asvadha aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabaho jayedam dharjati jagat. So there are two prakritis, nature. One spiritual nature, another material nature. Both of them are coming from the same source, the Supreme Personality of God. Just like fire and heat, light and heat. The source is the fire. From the fire emanating heat and light on. Similarly, from God, Krishna, two prakritis natures are coming out. One is called material nature and one is called spiritual nature. Just like we are a combination of material and spiritual, not only we. The whole cosmic manifestation is a combination of these two natures, material and spiritual. Just like both of you, me and everyone, We are combination of the spiritual nature, the soul, and the material nature, the body, the subtle body, and the gross body. As soon as the spiritual nature is out of this body, the body is called dead. Therefore, the spiritual nature is called superior nature. Jiva-bhuta mahabaho aparayam itastu vidhi me prasitim para. So, this material nature is apara, inferior. And the spiritual nature is para, or superior. Why superior? Because the spiritual nature is controlling over the material nature. This table is material nature, but I am spirit soul, I can move this table from here to there. The table has no power to move. Just like a big aeroplane. It is moving at the rate of 1,000 miles per hour. But because the pilot is a spiritual nature, is pushing the button, therefore it moves. Otherwise, it has no power to move. In spite of all mechanical arrangements, if there is no pilot, the big aeroplane will lie down on the street. Therefore, the spiritual nature is superior. And, as we have explained already, nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam. As we are spirit, soul, chetana, living force. So there is a supreme living force. That is God. That is Krishna. Nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very scientific movement for spiritual understanding. At the same time, the modern society requires such intellectual person who can broadcast spiritual knowledge all over the world. That is necessary. So our request is that you also kindly join with us. Kindly try to understand this movement scientifically, philosophically, or with your best of knowledge and judgment, and then try to cooperate with us. That will bring peace and prosperity all over the world. And the method is very simple. Chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you simply chant the 16 words and follow the regulative principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. That means you have heard the four pillars of sinful life and chant Hare Krishna mantra, that means associate with Krishna or God constantly, you become purified. And as soon as you become purified, that means you become free from the material contamination, then you are immediately transferred to the spiritual world. Tatta deham punarjanmanaiti mametu kaunteya. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhyamam paramam mama. This is the description. There is a spiritual world. As in this body, there is spiritual spark and material body. Similarly, there are two kinds of creation. This cosmic manifestation, universe, material, this is made of material energy. Similarly, there is another world. The information is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Paratasmat tu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. That spiritual world never annihilates. So we are spirit soul. God is supreme spirit soul. And there is a spiritual world. When we combine together, when we meet God face to face in the spiritual world, then we get our eternal blissful life of knowledge. Satchidananda Vigraha. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for giving chance everyone to come to his original form of life, Satchidananda Vigraha, and meet God face to face and engage oneself in his service, and the life becomes very blissful, eternal and full of knowledge. So, and the method is very simple, chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Even a child can take up this bhakti yoga process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. There is no need of education or vast knowledge. Simply you agree. You do not lose anything, but if there is a gain, why should you neglect it? That is our request. Thank you very much. Really.